all eyes in Ireland and a lot of eyes in America were on the Oval Office meeting, the presentation of the Bowl of Shamrock to the US president, as is traditional now. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and Micheál Martin speaking in the Oval Office. Here's a little bit, before we get a verdict on how it went and what was said, here's a little bit of what Micheál Martin said during the exchanges with Donald Trump. This is after Donald Trump criticised Europe for, he said, effectively destroying itself by allowing too much migration or immigration into Europe. Here's Micheál Martin's response to that particular point.
A very good place to live in.
Good.
Just to let you know.
I'm glad to hear it.
and our view is you have to have robust and fair rules around migration. But on the other hand, a lot of people, you know, within the European Union, we have free mobility of people. And in Ireland, our population is growing, but in a very positive way. Our economy is going well because we're attracting a lot of people from Europe and beyond into work, legally and validly, in our country. In fact, I'd love if we could develop a legal pathway between the US and Ireland into the future because of our history and so on like that, mm-hmm. that we could have a legal pathway, because no one is in favour of illegal migration or and so forth, so you have to have robust rules for that. But fundamentally, I think sometimes Europe gets characterised wrongly in terms of it being overrun or whatever like that. It's much more robust now. There's much more stronger mechanism in place to facilitate legal migration. I think it's important that understanding is there. We need more economic growth in Europe. It doesn't have the same focus on innovation as you do here in the US. We discussed that earlier with the Vice President in terms of technology, in terms of AI. We need to pivot more to innovation. As opposed to regulation, I think investing in people, you know, and that's the key to, I think, our collective future.
That's Micheál Martin speaking in the Oval Office to Donald Trump, and also speaking in defence of the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. Have a listen to this.
You know who that is? That's the late, great Winston Churchill, and Barack Hussein Obama did not want his bust in this office. Did you know that? And Barack Hussein Obama sent that bus back to England. They didn't want it. And when I came in, I was asked if I wanted it. I said, absolutely, I want it. And I put it right there, Winston Churchill. And, you know, unfortunately, Keir is not Winston Churchill.
Do you have a
No. Hold it.
Hold it. Just make a number of points. First of all, I think, notwithstanding what has happened, the transatlantic relationship between Europe and the US is very, very important on a number of fronts. And I think we've had issues over the last year or two, but we settled them. And I think many of these leaders engage with you, particularly on trade initially. Remember all the fuss last year, but we got a landing zone between Europe and the US, and I think we can get a landing zone again. And I think I just met with Keir Starmer last week. The British-Irish relationship is a very important one. Churchill was a great wartime leader, although in Ireland there was kind of a different perspective in terms of during our own War of Independence and so on. He created his own bit of difficulties for us, but that said, he was a great wartime hero. Keir Starmer has done a lot to reset the Irish-British relationship. I just want to put that on the record. But I do believe that he's a very earnest, sound person who I think you have a capacity to get on with, and you've got on with him before. And you've got on with other European leaders as well.
That's Micheál Martin speaking about Keir Starmer jumping to his defence in the Oval Office. So what's your view on how he got on, how he represented the country, how he navigated? Well, it's always a difficult meeting with Donald Trump. No telling what he's going to say. He said in response to a question about what Catherine Connolly had said, her criticism of the war in Iran in her statement. And he said, look, he's lucky I exist. So not really aware of, I suppose, who she was from that point of view. That's kind of what you get with Donald Trump. He's not over the nuance and the detail of what's going on all the time, but certainly has a lot to say and a lot of criticism to direct as well. Listener gets in touch with this year's Shamrock presented. Donald Trump was invited by Living Shamrock, a Ballin Skelling's company. That's right. They do a brilliant job. I think they're involved nearly every year in that, and it did look very resplendent and green in the background to that meeting in the Oval Office. So give us your view. How did Micheál Martin do? Are you critical? Should he have called out the Iran war as being illegal? Should he have had a right go at Donald Trump? Or was he more pragmatic than that in what he said? Shortly before coming in air this morning, I spoke to Professor Emeritus at the European Institute, and that is Bridget Laffin from Carra Savine. And I first of all asked her view on how the Taoiseach did in the Oval Office meeting.
So I think he had a very good day in Washington and a good day in the Oval Office, and Ireland had a very good day. And why would I say that? Firstly, I think this time the Irish decided that they would come with an emphasis on the economic. So there was a strong emphasis on Ireland's investment in the US to remind the Americans that we mattered. And that was a good staging post. Then, of course, when you go into the Oval Office, it's the diplomatic equivalent of walking the plank, because you don't know what's going to happen and you don't know what kind of mood Trump is in and you don't know how he's going to react. And of course, for the journalists in the room at the beginning, the emphasis was all on the war on Iran and therefore Trump. But what I was very struck by was that this year Micheál Martin managed to get an uninterrupted response to Trump of about 3 minutes. And I think that's as good as anyone I have seen get in the Oval Office. And it was also very striking how he used that. He first used it to defend Keir Starmer and to say to the president, he is a good and decent man and you can do business with him, because Trump was vitriolic about Starmer. The second was he gently defended Europe and said, Europe is not that bad a place to live. And he also defended the need. He argued that migration had to be legal, transparent and above board, but that there were also upsides. And then he also managed to get Ukraine in the conversation. So I think he did much better. And I contrast how he did with the German Chancellor, Chancellor Merz, yeah, who didn't defend anyone.
Yeah, and he stayed silent and he got a lot of criticism at home for that. Micheál Martin defended Europe. He defended Keir Starmer when he needed to be defended as well, and said, look, this is a person he said you can do business with, and didn't get a bite back from Trump.
Exactly. And I think it was a matter of Micheál Martin's tone. He was careful. He was measured in what he said. But he definitely sent the message. And it is important, I think, for Micheál Martin domestically to be seen not to sit there in silence. That would have been a terrible image for Ireland and bad for him.
And what do you say then to people who would be critical of the fact that he didn't call the Iran war illegal, that he didn't call out Israel, talk about Palestinians, talk about the nature of this war that was started without, you know, consulting any of the European allies? Is that ignoring the realpolitik of the situation, that view?
No. In fact, I would say it's not ignoring the realpolitik. It is understanding the realpolitik and deciding that if you're a guest in the White House, you're not going to pick an overt fight. You're going to be careful and you're not going to pick an overt fight with Donald Trump. Telling Donald Trump that war is illegal under international law, which it is, gets you nowhere. Gets you absolutely nowhere. He would turn on you, he would turn on Ireland. And we have to remember that he controls, or could potentially control, tariffs and tax law in the United States. And so why would an Irish Taoiseach put themselves in the frame for damaging Irish interests? They shouldn't. Mm. And of course, I understand the emotional side and people saying, oh, well, he's a vassal. But I think if you're in the role of Taoiseach, you have to think about what is in Ireland's interests in the round. And to be honest, grandstanding and moralising with a man like Trump gets you absolutely nowhere, changes nothing and damages Irish interest.
So the people who are saying you need to stand up to a bully, you need to call him out for his illegal war, you need to call him out for the role of Israel in terms of the death and destruction in Gaza, is wasting your time, damaging the country unnecessarily?
So I would say there are many ways to stand up to a bully. And I think part of standing up to a bully, which Europe did on Greenland and is doing again now on the Straits of Hormuz, is simply not to do what they want. But lecturing them, words are cheap. whereas action matters. So I would, of course, you've got to manage Trump, and you've got to make sure, and it, for this, in an Irish context, it's Ireland and the EU have to make sure that they do stand up to Trump. But lecturing Trump when he lives on another planet, in my view, is a waste of time. It may feel good, but it doesn't get you very far.
Yeah, even with that in mind, we saw the instance where the comments of Catherine Connolly, president of Ireland, were raised with Donald Trump by one of the journalists. And he said, look, he's lucky I exist. So he wasn't even aware of who she was, as an example of what you're talking about.
Well, it just shows you that, and this is something that the president is going to have to learn, is that the president is not in charge of Irish foreign policy. The government is, and she does not have a strong international profile, unlike, say, Mary Robinson had, or Mary McAleese. So she either builds an international profile carefully, or she will simply just be president of Ireland at home.
Mm. Did she overstep the mark in the fact that her comments, the strength of them, the strength of her words were brought up in a tense meeting as that in the Oval Office with Neil Mark? Did it make his job more difficult?
Well, no, because he simply opted to ignore it. Mm. And I think he had to. But there is always a tension between the president and the government on foreign policy if they diverge. And Catherine Connolly has very distinctive views on the Middle East and always had. As we know, she visited Syria. She did not applaud Zelensky in the Oireachtas, which was a put down for Zelensky at that time in 2022. So she has very distinctive foreign policy positions, which I expect we will hear about. But that's her right to say what she wants as president of Ireland. But she doesn't have a right and can't ever under the Constitution to run Irish foreign policy. That's the government's business. And it's as clear as day in Bunreacht na hÉireann.
OK, final point, Bridget. The Oval Office was the showpiece, the questions. Micheál Martin navigated his way through it. Is it more important what happens in behind the scenes with the Oval Office than what happened in America this week?
Of course it is. So this is a unique opportunity. No other country in the world gets the level of access to the United States administration, Capitol Hill, the lunch on St. Patrick's Day. No other country has it. And it's a reminder again to the United States of the strong links between Ireland and the US, of the presence of a strong Irish diaspora, the fact that so many American presidents are of Irish descent. All of that is good because we have to understand in Ireland, just the United States beyond the EU is our largest global economic interlocutor. They matter that much. And so, of course, if the prosperity of our country is at stake, then that access is really important. And I think it's used very effectively every year. The idea that you shouldn't go, or that you shouldn't go to meet Trump in the Oval Office and break the tradition of the shamrock ceremony, that's not thinking carefully enough about what Ireland needs to do in the world. We're a small state. We're very small, so we must use whatever influence we have consistently and carefully, both in our interests, but also in the interests of the world. And Micheál Martin did get messages through about peace and the need for peace and the need to settle disputes through peaceful means. And those messages come dropping slow, but it's important that they're given.
Bridget Laffin there, Professor Emeritus at the University Institute, European Institute, talking about the situation with regards to that meeting. She's Emeritus Professor at the European University Institute, giving her view or her assessment of what happened there, the diplomacy of it, trying to manage Donald Trump in the Oval Office and come out of there unscathed, but also defend your principles, defend Europe, and as it happens, defending Keir Starmer, even though Donald Trump is less than impressed with him at the moment.